Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast, where we are three moms that keep it real and get real and WTFs and...
Whoa.
Yeah, I butchered that one.
And, we get real, we are real.
And I don't know. What episode is this? Like the 146? And I still suck at the intro every time.
It's okay.
Thanks, Shannon. Kyle, okay. Stop looking at me like that.
Get real, stay real.
I don't know.
She was like, we real.
Honestly, I'm better at the exit.
Yes.
You are very good at the...
I'm good at ending.
You are in good at ending us.
But getting us started... So basically, I'm good at finishing, but I'm not good at foreplay.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That's all I... That's exactly where my head went.
Sorry. Poor Zach. No.
You're good at finishing.
Well, no.
Are you not good at foreplay?
I don't know.
Right now into sex
now
talk.
I'm questioning myself. Am I good at foreplay or am I just trying to finish?
Hey, did I give you that
to
book?
The end of the race.
You that's gave not
us,
good.
You gave us a book.
I got Cheyenne and Zach a Kama Sutra book.
That's not good finishing the race. That's
I don't.
Sound.
I just said I don't know, Shannon. I'm going to go home and think about if I'm good at foreplay or not. Jesus. So.
Sorry, I'm not thinking about it.
I have a question. Now that Valentine's Day is over.
It's over.
It's over. But I still want to talk about it. What were your guys' expectations going into Valentine's Day this year?
I don't know, because I don't think I ever really have any.
But you're dating someone.
I am dating someone. So, going into it, I expect...
She's like, let
first,
me
I expect you to ask me. Okay. Do you guys think it's fair... Do you think your man is supposed to ask you to be your Valentine?
Yes.
Everyone, and how do you want them to ask
told
you?
Told me on my Snapchat that I'm a petty brat because
not a petty
I
brat.
Want Zach. I wanted Zach to ask me to be his Valentine.
I think that is so fair.
And they're like, "You're his wife. It's given." And then I got hit with, "It's leap year. You're supposed to ask him." What?
What does it mean?
How I literally went back year? And said, "Can someone explain this to
First
me? Am
of
I
all,
slow? But I don't understand."
It's a leap year. We celebrate Rare Disease Day on February 29th. So that's what that is. Valentine's Day, though, I do think that Zach should ask you. Because that is, like, part of your love language. Like, and these are things that, like, have brought you guys and kept you guys together in, like, that romantic sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're married and you guys have kids, like, work, it's easy to just, like, keep going. Like, you need that intention and that spice.
I brought it to my Snap. I asked Snap if for my other married people or people in long-term relationships, do you expect your partner to ask you
to be
their Valentine's? And I got so many mixed answers. One person said, my husband does not celebrate Valentine's Day. And I wrote her back and said, return to sender.
Return to sender.
But does that mean he's not romantic throughout the rest of the year?
I didn't ask. Like, I don't,
you just return.
Return that one day.
Cheyenne said, this is my day.
Yeah. But another lady said, like, my husband asks me every year and it keeps, like, our spark.
Yeah. It keeps I feel
it
like
fun
it's a
and
good
playful.
Spark to have.
You want that romance.
One of the best responses I got was, Shy, you're not in fourth grade. I said that I was gonna leave Zach a note that said like we've been my Valentine's check the box. They told me.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
I mean, I did ask him, but not in that way.
Aw. Or is it our responsibility if we really want them to ask?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm not asking any man.
I'm not asking. But no, I feel
like...
Will
you be my Valentine?
I think it'd be... It's a cute thing. Yeah, no, we're not in fourth grade. But yes, I think it's a cute spark to keep going. Like... To send, like, hey, babe, yeah, be my Valentine. I think that's so cute.
Here, baby,
so
did here's the, some flowers.
Did your, extra did lingerie. your friend, did he ask you?
Ask me? Not the way I wanted it to be asked, but yes.
Yeah.
How do you want to be asked? So next year I can plant the seed.
Maybe I should send more...
Hints.
Like, hey, look at how they did this. Look how.
So what would be your ideal ask?
I don't know. I think my dream ask, like, I just want rose petals every fucking where.
Okay.
I think that's how I want to be asked.
Just rose petals everywhere?
Rose petals and then, like...
Like a little...
Will you be mine?
On the bed?
Yeah,
on the bed. With rose petals?
So I can crumple this.
I think that it's good to know what you want.
Yeah, yes. I think that's what I want. I want, like, those little... Or, like, if, like, will you, like, a little note, like, just yes, something. Circle yes or no. Yeah. Like, I'm... Be simple, cute, like, be funny. Like,
I think it's the thought that
it's
is
It's the thought
put
that counts.
Behind
and
it.
Just, no if matter what the thought, action is, the fact that there's effort there, it's welcomed.
Any effort is welcomed with yeah. me. If you're just putting effort and just showing me that you want to be my Valentine, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'll be your motherfucking Valentine.
So when you weren't asked the way that you would have wanted to be asked, did you voice that or did you just let it go?
Sorry, this is hard because this didn't happen.
Oh, I thought he really did ask you.
No, he didn't ask me.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Take it back. No, but because I... He didn't ask me. I asked him. I said, so are we going to be Valentine's?
Shannon's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Okay. I get
if
it
we're
now.
Being real.
So you said, what's up?
What's up? What's happening, bro?
Are we Valentine's or not?
The week is approaching.
It's coming.
So what did he say?
And he didn't really say anything.
Oh, Shannon.
So I'm waiting. Still? Ouch.
Oh, my God. I can't be next to
Do you want to switch?
Like, fuck.
Maybe. I'm so sorry.
You can lean on me.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry.
Look at Kyle's face.
My arms are still sore. Okay. How long ago did you ask?
Yesterday.
Shannon's laugh right now is so great.
Yesterday. So we're, you know, it's approaching.
Yesterday.
You know, it's okay.
It's okay. It's going to work out.
It's going to.
How does it work at your guys' kids' schools? Are you allowed to bring stuff?
We're making stuff. They haven't told
us
anything.
Last year, no.
Really?
Last year, the school says no.
There's some schools that don't allow, like, because of COVID, but now I feel like they do.
I think it's uplifted.
Last year, we were allowed to bring stuff, but before that, we weren't allowed to bring stuff.
I think this year, Parker was telling me that you pick a name.
Oh.
And you, so he keeps saying, Mom, I hope I pick my own name so I can be my own Valentine.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, little boy. He's like, I don't want to pick a girl.
Oh, meanwhile.
And all these other things. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, come
on. Writer school, you have to bring it for
everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. And it's like 60 kids. I'm like, we can't just do it for her class. Like, just this class, just Lucy class.
Yeah.
It's like if you get something for one kid, you have to get it for everybody. Because the classes are so like intertwined.
By, like, classroom.
That's pressure. Oh, and these parents show up.
That's what I was just going to say.
For Halloween, there was one mom who gave out like workbooks. Like Halloween, like
parents,
drawing books.
Can we stop?
I was like, I gave out like little Tootsie Roll things.
Right, and I felt
what
like
happened
that,
to going to the 99-cent store to get Valentine's
they
Day
get,
cards,
like, slap bracelets, and like
with
real
their names
slinky.
On it.
Yes, I was. So I can't lie.
Customized.
This year I did look on Etsy. Like I'm about to like get Ryder's class like I saw this tic-tac-toe thing, and then it would be, like, from Ryder on the bottom, and it was, like, but Happy Valentine's Day at the top. But don't you feel like
that's pressure?
And then I was like, I'm not getting this. Yeah. I'm not So I went to the grocery store and got Fun Dips.
Yeah.
And spent, like, $20 as opposed to spending, like, $200. Mm-hmm. I was like, why would I do this? I'm not doing this. Stop. Stop it. But yeah. It was, like, a real... like thing with myself, I'm like, I cannot try to keep up with these other moms.
Yes. And that's what it is. It's such. I feel like with those type of things, like with Valentine's Day and like you said, Halloween, like you're trying to keep up. Like you're trying to, but you can't. Like sometimes you just have to throw them. Like I'm just gonna buy you little heart candies, okay, y'all.
What happened to the kids writing their names on it? Like it
on those little
like,
paper
those things.
It
sounds like gone. I feel like those
like, were the perfect. Things to like that's what I used to do, write my name on each little
y'all. I feel like this is some LA stuff. Please let us know what is happening in your city, at your schools, with your kids.
What are the expectations?
Because Boz and I, we're gonna go find those, rip apart, fold in half to so and so from Boz. He came home the other day talking about, Mom, I gotta tell you something, and I was like, oh shit. He's like, I have a crush. And I said, huh? And I know the little girl. She's adorable. She's so sweet. They always talk to each other. I see the dad, pick her up every day. I've met his wife, I think, like at one event. But Boz was like, I'm going to marry her. And I literally read, what is going on? And he's like, I got to get something special for her for Valentine's Day. Oh. And I'm thinking,
oh, no.
Who have you been talking to? Like, who's telling you these things? Like,
who's telling you got to buy her something?
It's the right thing to do, but I'm just like, you're also five. So he asked me not to tell grandma. He asked me not to tell auntie. He like had this whole list, don't tell my dad. And I was like, I can't tell them that you have a crush. And he was like, you know, I might feel a little embarrassed if they knew. Aww. And I said, pause. What does embarrassed mean to you? Like, we had this long conversation. So this weekend, or last weekend for his dad's birthday is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So his dad is coming to...
His dad came.
By
the time this airs,
I know,
this
it's Valentine's. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah, it was perfect because Boz has really been missing his dad, and his dad's birthday is Valentine's Day. So, we all made little cards together for his classmates.
You mean with the dad?
Yes, with homie.
With homie.
How have you guys been? I feel like we haven't talked about, like, your co-parenting or any, like, updates of, like, personal life between you and Mez in a while.
I think I've gotten a lot better at, like, what are my boundaries and, like, what do I...
Like, with him?
With him.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you give an example?
In terms of updates, like, there's not much to say. Like, I'm out here dealing with the boys every day. Mm-hmm. He's in D.C. They talk on the phone. But in terms of parenting, like, it's on me. Like, mm-hmm. I parent full time. Mm-hmm. I'm the one making decisions. But it's, you know, I do my best to keep it peaceful. He does his best to keep it peaceful. There's not much to say.
Do you feel like because of, like, what's happened in with you putting up boundaries? I guess the question is, with putting up your boundaries, did mm-hmm. you also lower your expectations?
That's a good question.
I wouldn't say I lowered my expectations because I will always have expectations for my children's father. Mm-hmm. And like those expectations are not going to be lowered because I don't necessarily like have to be with this person. I don't want to be in a relationship with this person, but I do share children with him. Mm-hmm. So I expect him to be great in life because we still have two children who are going to be shaped, molded, and want to, you know, imitate their parents mm-hmm. or live up to their, you know, what are we doing? You know, we set that precedent. We are their first role models.
Yeah.
So there's times where Boss says little things about, like, dads, and I'm like, I don't look, you know, it rubs mm-hmm. me the wrong way, and it hurts my feelings because I'm like, oh, that's not the sentiment I want you to have, like, mm-hmm. as a child about... fatherhood. But then Boz will be playing with Ryder mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, I'm gonna play the dad, He's like, oh, I've got two kids. And he'll say, I'll be like, oh, you're going to be the dad? And he's like, yeah, I can't wait to be a dad in real life. Like, I'm going to enjoy my kids. So yeah. it's one of those things where Boz will be like, yeah, sometimes dads just suck. But then he's like, I'm going to be a great dad.
Yeah. And he told me last night when he was at the house, he had said something before. And then I said, what'd you say? Because you know, when he like kind of says something and then you're like, what did you say? And he kind of got all weird about it. I'm like, I just want to know what you said. Like, you're not in trouble. And he was like, I said that I have a dad, but I don't see him. Mm-hmm. And I tried to clean it up. Like, well, you just saw him, you know, and make it sound better. In my head, I'm thinking, like,
we can't do that
like,
sometimes.
Fuck. Like,
it is what it is.
Yeah. You do have a dad. And I think it's almost, it has to be confusing that you see him, you're FaceTiming him, but you're not here. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that Boz is getting older, and he's starting to ask more questions. He's starting to realize things more, and he's starting to look around
and feel
and see, like, okay, wait, there's dads in this room, you know?
And then kids talk. I think it's probably at the age where kids are talking.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wandry Plus in the Wandry app or Wandry Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. To be honest, I'm so grateful for Ryder. She's such a lovely niece, and she's a great older cousin to Boz, because they've had conversations where Boz talks about, you know, like, everyone has a dad here except for me. Like, I don't have an L.A. dad. That's what he calls it. He's like, I have a D.C. dad. I don't have an L.A. dad. And Boz will sometimes look at me and be like, Mom, can you not only get me a sister? He's stuck on the sister. But lately he's been like, hey, can you, we need a second dad. And, like, to me, I'm just like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? It almost puts pressure on me to open myself up to dating and just being open to
dating.
But in the meantime, like, you know, dating is nice, but I'm just really honing in on, like, making sure that we have a great community around us. Like, we have great fathers, grandfathers, we've got uncles, like, we've got extended, like, there's even some of my friends who are like, hey, like, I see what you're doing. Are there ways that I can be supportive? Yeah. Like, I'll take the kids to the park one day. Like, I know you won't let me pick them up and drop them off, but, like, I'll meet you there. We can go shoot the basketball. I'll go ride scooters or do bikes with them. And I'm like, you know, I appreciate the males that I have in my
life
because
I think that's important. I really liked your answer to the setting up boundaries, but when I asked you if you lowered your expectations, I liked that you
said no.
Yeah. Because to me
the easier answer is to say yeah. Yeah, like, I did lower my expectations.
It would make me feel better in those moments.
You feel better.
But that's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Like, yeah, that's not who you are. You're not going to lower because somebody else is not.
Because they would like to stay where they are, yeah. You know? And it's, I pray that he overcomes this hurdle, mm-hmm. And is able to show up more in real life,
yeah,
for his children.
Yeah.
Because they need it and they miss him. And mm-hmm. Boz is very vocal about it now. He mm-hmm. is very observant. And like you guys said, kids talk. Mm-hmm. But back to Ryder. They were having this conversation and Ryder was like, you know what, Boz? I don't always see my dad either. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but it's okay. And then she said, and guess what? Sometimes he goes to film the challenge and he'll be gone for 2 years. And Boz was like, 2 years. And I was like, but they had this whole moment together. And it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, circumstances, is it what I want? No. However, like, I'm able to take all the blessings from it.
Yeah.
And
we deal with the cards that were dealt, and yes, also the cards that we kind of dealt ourselves.
Yeah.
Wild that's, card. Why?
Like, that's that what is it is. So yes. Like, real. That's how I think about it. The days where I'm like, I'm looking at Ryder and all I can see is Corey.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is.
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe my day's not working how I need it to work, or maybe I check mm-hmm. my bank account and it's not doing what it needs to do that day, or
bill day, just
whatever it is, or Corey sends a message and I'm looking at the phone like, what? Like, it's those days where I'm like, okay, like,
this is what.
Sit in this, because mm-hmm. you also got here via the choices that you made.
Mm-hmm.
And
You have to figure those out.
The choices that I made put me in this position, yeah, whether yes. that's a positive thing or a negative mm-hmm. thing on those days. And some days you have to sit in that. Like, you have to almost, like, soak into that moment of, like, I'm here because I put myself here.
Yes.
And how am I now going to either get myself up and out of this funk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also look myself in the mirror and realize, like, nobody did this but you.
Yeah.
That is so real.
And I think that's part of the growth, like, in accepting that responsibility.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
so it's
definitely.
Yeah, I'm not going to lower my expectations for homie. Like, I never will.
No.
You know, no matter how frustrating it might only just be to me. You know, and there's times when mom sees it and she'll be like, why are you beating yourself up? And it's like, I'm not beating myself up anymore. Like, when I say boundaries, like, even with myself, how I react or I respond to something, it's completely changed. I've gotten better, I think, at communicating myself in certain ways of, like, hey, you know what? I love this, but this isn't working. Like, we need mm-hmm. to change this.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the words to talk to Boz, you know, so it's.
I think co-parenting, all it ever is every day is a new day, and mm-hmm. every day is a new question or a new mm-hmm. problem or a new situation, and it just evolves over time. Like, mm-hmm. the way that I co-parented 3 years ago is so different than how I co-parent now, or the way I co-parent this year versus last year is different. The way I co-parent being married versus unmarried is different. The way I co-parent when we live 30 minutes away versus now we live 5 minutes away. Different, like, it's just
it's always changing and evolving,
but it's like, how do you handle the evolution of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you grow with it?
I feel like it's such a hard growth sometimes, but you have to do it. And I feel like as the main, I know there's another word, but I'm gonna say main parent, that is primary parent, I feel like you have to suck it up sometimes and, like, mm-hmm. live in it,
mm-hmm.
learn from, like, let me bring myself out, like, bring myself mm-hmm. out of that that drowning moment and let me present you what I need from you at the moment. And while we are evolving every step, every month, 2 months, I feel like every moment chapter is a different chapter. Whether that's every week, weekly, monthly, year, like.
And I think for me, one of the biggest things that I had to learn within co-parenting was it's okay to ask for help. I feel like the way that I got in my situation when I did once I knew I was pregnant, it was like, this is my baby. I could care less who the dad is. Like, and that was just my thought process of like, this is my child. I'm going to do everything in my power to take care of my child. I'm never going to have to ask anyone to buy her diapers or to feed her or to clothe her. I'm going to figure it out to where I can do it. So when Corey and I did figure everything out and we started co-parenting, it was weird dynamics because I'm like, I've always made all the decisions. I've always handled everything. And he's looking at me like, let me help you.
Yeah, let me do.
And then it was like, okay, I have to realize there's another person here now who equally wants to share the same responsibilities. But how do I release those? So that took years to learn. And then there was one day where at the time Ryder was enrolled in like ballet, gymnastics, music, this other class, and school. And there was
and
one
school.
And then I swear Corey was like, hey, I was like, what's up? He's like, you know, I have money too. And I was like, huh? And he's like, why don't you ask me to like split classes or help you pay for things? And I kind of, at the time, I don't think my response was good because to me it's like, well, you see, she's in the class.
So send me or do the things.
You know, like pay.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to ask. But then I had to realize the way his mind is different to where it's like, we ended up having a really frank conversation about finances to where he's like, I don't like to pay little things at a time. Like, I want to pay for the whole thing at once and be done with it. So then it made me realize, okay, I have to
get a chunk from you.
I have to get a chunk. No, I'm dead. Like, I realized, like, okay, it's the way he handles his money and the way he thinks about things. He'd rather just pay it all at once.
Like, get it done with.
Get it done with. So
here's the insurance for the year versus paying monthly.
We split Ryder's health insurance. He pays 6 months. I pay 6 months. So instead of me having to say every month, hey, her insurance is due, he's like, tell me what the price is for all 6 months and don't talk to me about this insurance for 6 months.
Yeah.
And there's your chunk. There's your half. And I realized, okay, he works better like this, where I would have been silent and kept paying for it because in my head, I made the decision to have her. So I have so much pride.
I was just going to say,
I had too much pride. And once I realized, he said, girl, I got some money over here too. I was like, fuck this pride. Give me help. Help me.
I think that's so great. That's a big pride. That's a big part of co-parenting is acknowledging to put aside your pride because I feel like that happened to me where I have so much pride and I work my ass off. I got this. I got me and Parker.
Yeah.
But I also have to realize his dad, kind of like Corey, is just sitting there like, girl, like, then I'm complaining like you're not helping me with so-and-so and so-and-so. So you see all this shit that your son does, but you're not paying. But then it's about me communicating like, hey,
this is what it costs.
Here's the receipt.
Yes.
And then he's like, okay, I can help with that. It's my pride of I got Parker. I got this. I do so many things, but I've been learning to communicating with him like, hey, this is what is happening this month.
Yeah.
So this is this expense. This is that. Yeah. This is this. What are you going to help me with? Yes. What are you coming with this month? This is, you know? And I also coming this year, I'm like, I'm done with my pride. And here, this is what I need from you from month to month and what so-and-so.
I'm proud of you.
So it's just like,
Don't let your pride get in the way of your co-parenting because yes, I've done it plenty of times. And yeah, I've done it so many times, and it can get you into a rut. It can make you feel alone in the whole co-parenting situation. But
and I think the worst feeling that you can have in co-parenting is resentment.
Yeah.
You don't. To me, I just feel like it's such. I would hate to resent the man that is my child's father. Like, yeah. I would hate that feeling. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like,
it's not a fun one. It's not, I feel like been that, in that is
not
area.
A good feeling because you love what you've created
with them. Yeah.
But I hate you. I just think that that is just a feeling that I personally couldn't sit well with it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when people always ask, how do you guys co-parent so well? Because I have to co-parent well to feel good about, like, mm-hmm. myself and mm-hmm. to feel happy, like, in my everyday life. Like, I really think maybe it's because I'm not, like, a super confrontational person, or
yes,
maybe it's because I'm a Libra. Like, I don't know what mm-hmm. it is, but, like, I have to feel good in how my personal relationships are. Like, if me and Zach are fighting, my whole day is ruined. Like, there's nothing that I can get done that day.
And she's mean to everyone.
It's just over.
That's what it is.
If Corey and I have a disagreement.
That's how I am.
That's how I am, too.
If we have a disagreement, we have learned that we have to have that disagreement and solve it and figure out in the same conversation because I don't know how to carry that to another day. I'm looking like, The house is on fire. I hold it in.
And then you're mad. See them,
and they're not mad anymore. And
you are mad.
And you're like, I hate you from 3 weeks ago.
That resonated really. Because I feel like that's how I am. I don't work well with confrontation. And no matter, like, me and Robert haven't always been in the best space. We've really, maybe a few months, like, months ago, like, we really weren't in a good space. Mm-hmm. But I will say I handle things with the light of God. I feel like with me having my faith and just talking to God about, like, please help me mm-hmm. heal from my hurt mm-hmm. because I have to learn how to co-parent with this person. Mm-hmm. Even though if I despise this man, hate him at the moment, hate how he treats me or whatever the case may be, I can't work like that. Yeah. I have to internally forgive him with my heart, my mm-hmm. forgiving heart, even though if I'm not happy, like, if even though that I am not okay with how you treated me and all these things, I have to forgive you so I can move in a better light.
Yeah.
I have to move better with the co-parenting, with things. Maybe we're not going to talk to you for a moment, but mm-hmm. we have to move on. So I'm happy in my space now that we are in a better light so that we can, like, move in a...
Do you think him prideful. Getting married changed how you guys co-parent? Or help anyway?
I don't know. Leading up to his marriage, that's where a lot of the, where I was like, yo, we really need to see eye to eye on things. We need to figure this out. I know I'm resenting you right now and I don't want to deal with you at all.
Yeah.
But we need to figure this out. You're about to have a whole family, like a whole new dynamic. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that has played a part into our healing and learning process of like better communication, better things. It could be play a part. I still I'm still holding my expectation higher because I still deserve and Parker still deserves more. But I feel like things have gotten better. So maybe it does play a part. Maybe him having a wife.
Girl, I hope so. Because I'd be praying that a godly, family-oriented woman falls in love with Messier and he falls in love with her.
Sorry.
I pictured her in my head, and it was
right,
funny.
Me. I'm praying for his counterpart.
Yeah,
because
that's real.
It's there are still elements where it's like I know where you come from. Like I know what this means to you. Like I'm not. I had to learn how to release my resentment because I still know that this man wants to be a father to his children.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I had to get over my feelings and separate things where it's like. Actually, I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad that I made these decisions and I'm eating my shit now, you know, like those days.
I'm sitting in it.
Yeah. And it's you're not in the shit, but it's you're dealing with a whole other shit show cuz
and I'm sure he has his resentments
and feelings, it's not easy.
Guilt and all those things.
It's a whole other thing, but I be praying for that woman, y'all, cuz
That's a game changer when they have a good woman,
a solid
woman. I swear it's a game changer.
Who's like,
I pray for Taylor.
Go pick up those kids,
and man. I pray for my girl all the time.
I pray for Taylor too,
and I'm like, don't ever leave him. Please let Taylor and Corey never leave each other because. Taylor has grown. Ryder's known Taylor since she's a baby. As long as Corey has known Ryder, Taylor has known Ryder. Basically,
like a few months
that were shy, but
I've been getting called Taylor for years now, and I'm like, I wear the name proud. When Ryder's like, "Hey, Taylor," and I'm like, yes.
"That is Ryder's second mom. Yes. That is Ryder's bonus mom. That is Ryder's mom at her dad's house."
Yeah,
and. I think that recently, so when Corey goes to the challenge, Taylor and I communicate a lot because we have to. We want to make sure that the girls stay close. We
Ryder be on FaceTime with Taylor.
Because Ryder wants to call Tay about something or I didn't do the hair correctly. So call Taylor or, you know, whatever it is. So we always talked a lot when he did the challenge. But this year, I would say more, she's like, okay, well, there are certain things that you want to get done. Come to me so we can get them done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. She's opening the door. Let me walk in it, you know?
Let me follow
through because I'll tell Corey something, and I swear he's listening. Like, it looks like he's listening. And then
he's like,
yeah. Listen, I swear.
And then it just doesn't happen. And I'm like, bro, what happened? He's like, oh, yeah. And Taylor's like, you should have told me. I told you to tell me. So recently, like, Ryder's back on, like, her medication. So normally I would send Corey, like, the rules and how to do everything. And I still did, but I send it to her also.
To make sure.
Thank you for sending this to me because I probably wouldn't have known.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll send her certain things, like when it comes to clothing or cheer or personal things with Ryder and stuff like that. And she's always super receptive to what I have to say, and I'm receptive to what she has to say. And I'm just like, I'm so thankful for that bridge. Like, I'm thankful that we can not only have a conversation, but have a positive conversation.
Yeah.
That I can
outside.
Call, that I can say, oh, that's my friend. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's outside
I can't wait
of
to get to that point with Robert's new wife.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that will make it even more and more comfortable for me.
Yeah.
Just in the whole dynamic of family. So I love that you guys have
and
that.
And it's not easy. I mean, Taylor and I have had to really sit and have uncomfortable conversations before and answer uncomfortable questions and look at each other in the eye and say things that were uncomfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
And then move.
I've been there
and then
for
move
some
past
of
it.
Yeah.
And then figure out, okay, what is the best thing for all
our
of our kids?
Yes.
And the kid that we share together because we share... We share Ryder.
Yeah.
And, you know, what am I going to do? Can I be stuck on things that happened 20 years ago or 15 years ago? Or are we going to move past and figure out how the best way that we're going to raise our babies?
Yeah.
So as long as, to me, as long as, you know, Robert or Mezier or Corey or they have, like, a woman that has the same goal of let's raise these kids in the best way possible, then you're winning.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's, you know.
To my good sis out there. Please, go. I don't know your name.
We don't know what you look like.
I don't know what you look like. I know you got a bomb-ass career, and you come from a solid family.
Amen.
But I just need you to know, I'll be praying for you.
I'll be praying for you.
You're in my prayers.
I don't know you yet, but I pray for you. If you need some tips, if you need info,
I got you. Do you guys pray for your husbands?
Oh, girl, yes, every day, to the point where I'm like, oh shit, I think I'm getting closer. Y'all, since I opened this door back up of dating,
I think you're getting closer to a husband?
I've gotten a lot sharper being like, either this is a fast yes, a quick no, or no, this is a quick no, like abort mission ASAP.
Not abort mission.
Oh my God. Not you saying, I think I'm getting closer.
Oh, no.
You feel him?
Okay, well, so I did meet someone.
Okay.
And it was like, you know how mom and Dave are always like, it should just be easy. Like,
yeah,
things should just like flow and conversation and feels.
It is flowing?
Yeah. I went to the crazy thing is, it just happened like recently, but I went to this pre-Grammy event and I met someone and it was just like, that night, I had no idea what was going on, but...
So that night, you felt the feeling, right? The next night.
Normally, when people, like, ask me for my number, I'm very, like, hesitant.
Okay. Why?
Because people are crazy.
Okay.
And...
You don't like giving out your number?
No, I don't like giving out my
number. So what do you give out?
Either, like, I'll take their information.
I thought she was about to say my email.
I was about to die. Because I have. That was, like, a joke. I'd be like, oh, I'll give you my email. Because it's like, if you really want to contact me, you're going to put that energy in. Like, I didn't want
to
just...
What's the difference to the email and a text?
People call.
Oh, okay. All right, you need a surprise.
FaceTime.
Okay,
like,
all right. Let's go back to the
pre-Grammy
night.
Why are you bugging me?
Did
like,
you
that's
give
how
the
I
man
feel.
Your number?
I gave him my number, and we've been talking, and we hung out, and I was like, you could be my man. So that's how I felt.
My man, or you could be my husband.
My husband. And he's been like on this, preparing for my wife. I don't know what his thoughts are. I could be completely delusional too right now.
Okay, but it was like, Are you Delulu?
This is real life. Before, I've been in like Delulu moments where I'm like, oh, I'm being Delulu. But now I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting closer because it's like real.
But did he vocalize
yes.
that he's looking for a wife or preparing
he's
for a wife?
He's been very clear about his intentions and
intentions
what he
with
wants.
You or intentions just in life?
General. In general and with me.
Wow.
Already since Grammys?
This was before Grammys.
Oh, okay.
And it's been a few weeks.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Okay, crazy. Here I am. Here I am being crazy, y'all. No, but it's
hey,
like,
love is love.
Love is love.
Hey, I believe in love at first sight.
It's one of those. I think you know from the second that you see that person,
you're mine.
And normally, like, I think y'all could attest to this. Like, I can meet someone and be like, oh, I like this person, but not see them in real life. Or, like, hang out with them for months on end.
Yes.
Just because I'm like, do I really?
But you also fall really quick.
Quick, yeah.
Really fast.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Really hard. And then you're like,
and then
I hate them.
I don't like him anymore. And I'm like,
what happened? We just
exchanged vows and oaths and rings. And now we don't
that
like
that happened only one time.
Did it? No, Kyle.
We fall in love quick. It's
you
okay.
Fall quick. It is okay.
It's okay
It's been a while since I've been like, oh, I like someone.
Okay.
Like this. Oh, okay. You guys are laughing because of the farming pilot. But like,
yeah, you just like somebody.
That was a year ago almost. That was back in June.
I think you're delulu right now.
No.
I don't want to be a mean friend.
No, that was last summer.
But wasn't there somebody else just recently? No. Okay.
I was talking to someone, okay. But it wasn't like.
But you weren't feeling this feeling that you're feeling now.
No. It's like one
that
of those
we're closer
where,
to
like,
a husband.
Closer to a husband, where it's like.
We're not getting rings yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to like.
Because last time we got a ring.
And I was like, why is this ring in my possession?
Yeah, you FaceTimed me saying, Shannon, I got a ring.
And I was like, I don't know what's going on. My friends were like, bro. But are you legally or not?
When
legally?
I heard there was an oath that was made, I was like, are we on Game of Thrones? What
guys,
is happening?
When I first started dating When I first started dating my boo, he gave me a chain.
I remember that.
And I had it.
I remember being like, Shannon, where'd that chain come from? And she was
I think I remember the chain.
You remember the chain. But yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Oh my God.
No, but it was when I say I'm getting closer, like, I just feel like the way I feel or the way people are handling me versus.
How are they handling you, girl?
In terms of what I would like for myself, do you think that
okay, him versus, let's say, the last two guys that you've had any interest in or dated, or whatever, does this one feel different than the other two?
I think he's more my speed.
Okay.
I think in terms of, like, interest, like, he's an artist. There's a lot of, like, crossovers.
So he's artsy.
He's very artsy.
I love an artsy man for you.
I don't see you with a farmer.
I see you with a farmer. I see myself on a farm.
I don't see you,
but I see you with an artsy man.
I don't see you with an athlete.
I don't. I'm not attracted to athletes in that sense.
You have two. I have two boys. I would never have picked him out in a lineup for you.
Me either. And that's the crazy thing, because I was dodging athletes for a long time.
You and artsy would be great.
Because I'm tall. They were like, "You tall?" And I'd be
I
like,
"I think artsy is your speed.
It is my speed because you are very artsy and." Eclectic and quirky.
I've always said you need to be with somebody that likes your quirks.
Yes.
And that brings out your quirkiness even more. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen you be with people and you've kind of like.
I dim myself.
Yeah, like you kind of like sit back don't show your quirkiness. And I'm like, this isn't even who she is. Like,
that's not my sister.
Then I've seen you be with other people where like you've gotten to like show that you're like a twiddler. Like, you know, like not a twiddler, but like a tinker. Like she's, you know, she flies everywhere. And she's, I'm like, girl, what?
Yeah.
Like even, I don't know, seeing you in certain spaces, I see how you move.
You know what I
feel? Depending on your comfortability.
I know you feel this way. I know how mom feels. I hear Dave. I hear Dad. I hear what Nana says.
About what?
Just like how you want to see me versus like, you know,
flourish.
Just being myself. Yeah. Thriving,
they
flourishing
see
versus
when
like
you're...
dimming down or like being reserved. The reason why I say I'm getting closer is because I, for one, have gotten a lot more comfortable with myself.
Uh-huh.
I think in me leaving my last situation and like trying to do all this work on myself as well, it is like I have a pretty solid idea of now like what I want or like who I want to be, what kind of family I want, what lifestyle I want, what kind of environments I want to be around. Mm-hmm. So I've really been like praying and asking, not just praying on it, but like asking, like, this is what I am calling on you for in my life. And those things are happening. So I know I was DeLulu last summer and had my farming pilot moment.
We loved it.
It was fun. But I also learned, girl, these manifestations, you got to be careful with what you ask for at times.
To check her into the loony bin during the farming pilot. Did anyone else get worried? I think a lot of people, everybody was worried.
What is happening?
Everyone was worried. It was great, though, because I was, like, I was here to receive it, too. But I also think I was, like, let me talk about it because I knew that I was in a weird, just came out of this whole situation. I'm mentally fucked right now.
Like, I think that it's great that you feel like you are at a place where you know who you are. You're getting to know who you are. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable in who you are.
I think it's embracing. I've always known who I am. It's
and
just
that
a matter
embracing
of
that you're
who
getting
you are.
Closer embracing. To your husband. I think that's coming. I'm ready.
I'm ready for a wedding.
They keep getting the people that know what
where
it is.
Where are we going for your wedding?
I haven't told you where I want to get married.
Like it's like a mountain it's like a, in Africa.
I would like
it's
to like get a... married at the Mount Kenya Safari Club. It's on the equator. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
This would be a long ass flight.
Yeah.
Where your boss?
It's like a 22-hour flight.
Where your boss?
You're gonna swell on this one.
We all need some compression stocking.
Africa is a journey.
Yeah. So no, I do want to get married in Kenya. So, but yeah.
What was that?
It's coming.
I hope your husband got some money. I'm just going to put it out there now.
That's another prayer.
I hope your husband comes with some money.
Oh, that was like the first prayer. Like,
he's a wealthy husband.
Yeah. Because.
Look at her.
She said,
yeah.
Not even like a wealthy. I want him to be financially responsible. Like,
no, I want him to have. Money. I
need. Oh, he needs bank. But yeah. he needs to be.
Girl, you're trying to go get married on a mountain in Africa. Like,
it's not on a mountain.
Well, and I already know the kind of experience.
It's the William Holden Safari Club. It's beautiful, girl. It's gorgeous.
What if he says, I don't want to get married in Africa. I want to get married in LA.
That's not her husband.
We'll have two weddings.
Oh. Okay.
He got mine, a big bank.
This is my wedding.
Yeah. This is what I would like.
Oh my God. The day when Kyle gets engaged.
I pray for him. I pray that.
I'm about to already be saving.
I pray for that man. I'm going to pray for him as hard as I pray for Taylor. Like, I'm going to pray.
Even a little harder.
So hard for Kyle's husband. Yeah, I hope you guys pray for mine because I be driving Zach absolutely nuts. The other day I looked at him, I said, do you still like me?
You know what's so crazy? When I look at Ace, when Ace comes over, there's times where I'd be like, Cheyenne. But it's crazy because I'll be looking at Ace and I'm like, damn it, Zach. Damn it, Zach. Like, I've known Zach for...
God damn it, Zach.
It's like
because it's
16 years.
It's been... Now. Yes, it's been a long time. So,
yeah.
It's great. It's great.
I'm happy we checked in. I feel like we haven't checked in in a while
on
co-parenting or like personal life stuff. Does anyone have advice or WTFs for this week?
Take the time to heal. Prioritize that shit.
Look at Kyle. She's
no, because I like
she's coming last time.
No, because I knew I wanted to open myself to be able to date. And it's like after I had the farming pilot, I was like, oh, one, you should not date when you are not in the right state because you will hurt yourself in the process and you can hurt other people. Like unknowingly, unwittingly. Like I should have never been outside. and I took myself back in real quick after that.
That's
so,
probably part of your healing.
Yeah. Make that your priority so that when you are ready to enter again, like...
You're ready.
You're solid.
My advice is to run your own race.
Ooh, I like that, too. Mm.
I think that it's so easy to get caught in the comparison of everyone else's things or lifestyle or cars or schools or whatever, especially with social media or what their relationship looks like. Why doesn't my relationship look like that?
Yeah.
And
it's not always real.
Yeah. And I think I've really been trying to instill in myself to run my own race. I can't keep up all the time with what so-and-so is doing. And maybe I have to say no to this trip and maybe I can't buy this bag. But my kid goes to a bomb-ass school.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my house.
Yeah.
And the other day, somebody left me a comment and was like, damn, you drive an old ass Jeep. And I'm like, yeah.
like, so what?
Like, I realized that I was so comfortable saying, yeah, because I'm really trying to put in my head, like, I'm running my own race. You know,
it's so important.
I just think that other people just sometimes need to hear, run your own race, and it's okay.
I feel like you've mentioned contentment, being more content. Yeah. So.
That's so important to say that during, especially during like the times that we live in, social media wise. So yeah, my advice is trust in God's journey and trusting in His journey and renewing your mind. Continue to renew your mind with God and all those things. I feel like this beginning of this year, I've really felt God's journey and trusting His things that He's keeps putting in front of me, and I really am putting myself to that this year and renewing my mind, and I think it's so important.
We're killing it.
Yeah,
I feel it.
All
right, guys, thanks for tuning in this week to Think Loud Crew podcast. As always, you can follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. And our event is this weekend, this Friday.
Oh my God.
Right?
I hope you guys are excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Friday. So if you have not gotten your ticket, get your ticket.
Because we want to see you there.
If you have gotten your ticket, we'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you Friday.
Also, wait.
Dress to him, like.
Yes. Dress cute.
Dress cute in your cute little.
Yeah, let's get
cute. Outfits. And we're excited to mingle with you guys.
I'm so excited to really see you guys have a soul this Friday. I don't. Okay. But you could do you. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shane and C.
And as always, don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew. And you can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on YouTube.
And don't forget to comment and do all your things.
Yes.
And do all your things.
3 has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.